Hello, it's the 7th of November 2019. Today we have the Ten of Cups and the World and the Ace of Swords. Living the dream. I could write about these cards for days. I don't think I've seen anything quite like this one before. The Morgan Greer cards are green and leafy, peaceful trees, laurels, palm fronds, and grass. Dreamy shades of blue skies and water, an overall feeling of contentment and wholeness. No matter how old you are, you have many happy memories and lifelong friends, possibly all over the world. You have achieved and accomplished. This could even be for someone graduating high school or college, getting married, or retiring. This could even be an award ceremony of some kind. The much desired and coveted Ten of Cups is called the Lord of Perfected Success, or more quaintly, the Happily Ever After card, so it is odd to see it on the left in what would be the past influence position or the foundation of the matter. The old-time image always shows a happy couple with their backs to us as their two children play on the lawn. Arms around each other's waist, they behold their beautiful home under a rainbow of 10 gold cups. On the Morgan Greer card, two arms reach into the frame to grasp one gold cup together as the rainbow flows into it from above. This card is a typical suburban family card. If not rich in money, this was a family rich in love and affection for each other, and it's a warm feeling. This could also be a recent marriage or celebration of some kind, or just simply being happy at home surrounded by family and friends. We have completed a major cycle in life, or a new human may need their own room. This could suggest outgrowing a home or moving out of the family home, but generally home is your little slice of heaven. The world has turned and may now revolve around home and family. I get a strong sense of closure from this spread, as the mysterious dancer who gracefully twirls her wands in space on the World card is enclosed in a beautiful protective green wreath of laurels. My instinct was to look up the corresponding hexagram to the World card from the I Ching, the Chinese Book of Changes, which I suspected was completion, but in fact is number 63, and called after completion, which is exactly what this ace in the future position is talking about. No confusion here. The Ace of Swords, or Air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is a brand new start, possibly somewhere physically, but certainly mentally. A recent turning point in your life finds you in your ultimate happy place, and you feel like you have arrived. As Freud is said to have said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and for some reason today I want to say sometimes a sword is just a sword. Aces are always new beginnings, and swords being mental, I feel like this is a new, more discerning mindset. Strong, protective, and defensive, as is the potential weapon. Four celestial beings are always present in the four corners of the World card, differently depicted in various decks as animals, angels, or both, but of course the symbolism runs deeper than a pot of coffee. The protection message is undeniable. Aside from the red and white roses, the laurels and palm fronds sprouting from the gold crown that tops the long upright sword on the Ace of Swords in the future, there is no green on that card, as in, the grass is no greener anywhere else, Dorothy.